The man who gunned down a Sudbury police officer in 1993 has been granted day parole, the Parole Board of Canada said. Clinton Suzak, 57, is one of two men convicted of murdering Const. Joe McDonald, a young officer making a routine traffic stop in New Sudbury on October 7, 1993. Also charged and convicted was Peter Pennett. Together, they ambushed, pistol-whipped and fatally shot McDonald. They were convicted of first-degree murder in 1995 and sentenced to life imprisonment with no chance of parole for 25 years. Next October will mark the 30th anniversary of McDonald's death. For more details on what happened that night, click here. The Parole Board of Canada said it has granted Suzak day parole for a six-month period, but has denied him full parole. Considering the resilience you have shown, your constant efforts and evolution leading to observable and measurable progress, your age, and bearing in mind the current exceptional circumstances as well as the GLADU principles that apply, your CMT considers that the gradual and structured day parole release plan presented as a viable alternative to incarceration, the board wrote in its decision. While your progress has not always been linear, the overall path has been positive. It was Suzak who told the board he felt full parole was still premature, telling the board at his hearing that he believes his reintegration should be gradual. In April 2021, the board denied Suzak day parole. He appealed, and in September 2021, the appeal division affirmed the board's decision. However, the appeal division ordered a review of his case for escorted temporary absences, unescorted temporary absences or day parole within 12 months. Suzak is engaged in his correctional planning, and has demonstrated the ability to form solid bonds with Correctional Service of Canada, CSC, staff, an important element in the risk assessment because initially Suzak's distrust of figures in authority and behavior were obstacles to his progress, said the board. To the board, it also demonstrates that, despite past issues with members of your CMT, you have learned to work with CSC, which bodes well for your ability to do so in the future, said the board. It is worth noting that CSC staff have gone to you to help defuse situations in the institution, which speaks to the trust you have gained. The board has imposed a number of special conditions by which Suzak must abide while on day parole. He is to report all intimate sexual and non-sexual relationships and friendships with females. He is to have no contact with any person he has reason to believe is involved in criminal activity. He is to respect a curfew from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. He is not to have any contact with the victims, nor is he to be in Greater Sudbury, the District of Algoma, as well as the Greater Toronto Area. He is not to consume alcohol. As for full parole, the board said Suzak must demonstrate stability and progress while on day parole, as well as prepare a full parole plan before such a release can be granted. The board said Suzak has indicated he will not return to Greater Sudbury, considering he's a high-profile offender and out of consideration of the victims. Instead, Suzak has requested he reside at an Indigenous residential facility, location unknown, when he is granted full parole. The continued grief of the victim's family was eloquently described in numerous statements and the statements read during the hearing, said the board. There is no question that your release will only serve to increase their sadness and anxiety and therefore you must stay far from them. Peter Pennett applied for and was denied a temporary escorted release 4 years ago. Sudbury.com